Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the common arguments to shut down discussion for men when it comes to the issue of abortion is to say that men have no say in abortion. This is a woman's issue. However, do men have a say in abortion? Well, we would first say, as Christians, that both male and female had say before they committed the act that created life in the womb. And therefore, that is where the choice should have taken place. Once there is life, we don't murder the child for any reason, even if the child came about from some sinful act. It is never right to murder another human being. And that's what abortion is. Now, do men have a say? Well, for those who want to argue that men should not have any say in abortion, if you're going to hold that consistently, then we better make abortion absolutely illegal until we have, well, 9 women to vote on the courts. Because what made abortion legal was 9 men. 9 men who chose in a court to say that abortion would be legal. Therefore, if men have no say, we should immediately make abortion illegal until enough women vote for it. And by the way, the majority of women in poll after poll always come out to say that they do not support abortion. They are pro-life, so they would never have abortion legalized.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.